Everybody knows that. I mean, this is through the years, and each year they get better. Quarterback gets better. They're a great, great football team. I mean, high pace, quick, fast, basically no huddle. You know, they're just really good.
You know, when people say that after those playoff games, the Broncos' defense was rebuilt with Indianapolis in mind, so to ultimately be able to beat them, true?
Well, you always have to consider that. I don't know if that's the truth or not. You know, that one game, it certainly wasn't fun sitting there. I'll tell you that. The quarterback is a great player. And the quarterback, I mean, he not only is talented, he's mentally. I mean, he is the best. He handles the game. He checks the game. He knows what he's doing. Okay, and that's why he's so good. He knows exactly where to take the football. Okay, and it's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge. And certainly this is one of the class teams in the NFL. And I think if you're going to go to the Super Bowl or you're going to think about that, you're going to have to be able to compete with these guys.
I was joking on the way in here that you probably have a 45-gallon garbage can for all the puking you're doing this
week.
Well,
it started.
But my question is, everybody knows how good they are. Why is it different for you guys this time? I mean, why do you think this is the team that can actually do it against them where others failed?
Well, we got to go to work. You know, we got to go to work, and we've got to go get ourselves ready to play this kind of competition. And we got to get her on. I think we have great character. I think we're together. I think that's the key. I think they have great character. I think they're together. So I think it'll be a heck of a fight.
Would you consider this going to be a so-called mini playoff game for you guys?
I don't know. It's a 16-round fight. I think every game's important. Yeah, but this is the top football team, I think, in the league right now. I mean, not only are they offensively good, their defense has improved drastically. I mean, they are quick and fast. And that's the separation point, I think, the speed which they possess, both sides of the ball. I mean, they're really fast, and they play fast. And so you better be able to match that first, you know, the speed of the game. And then we just have to play as hard and as fast and as tough as we can play, and we'll just have to see what happens.
Is it fair to say that you guys have to just kind of keep on doing what you're doing? The only problem is it's maybe against the best offense in the league.
Well, I think that's probably the truth. I think that's probably the truth. I don't think that we're smart enough to out-coach this guy, Tom Moore. He's a great coach. He has been around. I've known him since long. You're going to out-coach him. He knows what's going on. The quarterback knows what's going on. I mean, you're not going to trick this guy. I mean, they're going to know exactly. So it's come down, you guys got to play, you know. So they know what's going on. And the quarterback is a student of the game. He spends as much time studying as a coach. So you give him credit, and give our guys credit, and let's go fight.
You talked about offseason that against the better teams that you needed to line up against them and just play. Is there no better example than this week when, I mean, you look at what Peyton does at the line, and you know, you guys have always tried to, you know, trick them, you know, do this, but it's more this game, line up and do what you do against them, and you feel better about it in that respect?
I feel good about our team. Obviously, our coaching expertise wasn't great. In two games, we gave them about 85 points. So, obviously, we didn't do a great job there, you know, trying to trick him. Right. But I think it's just a matter of we're going to get two good football teams, and we'll tee it up and see what happens.
Larry, talking about natural pass rusher. Is that what Elvis is?
He's becoming more comfortable. Now you got to be careful, okay? But he had a good game, okay? Now, competition level goes up, so you got to go up, you know? So I think everything goes week to week to week. Competition level gets higher, you got to go higher. And I don't think there's anything more to it than that, you know? You realize the level of competition, you got to prepare to play at that level. That's all there is to it.
But he did it in high school. He did it in college. Now he's here, and he's doing it here. So it seems like he's got something.
He's got something. Okay. There's no question. He got something. I mean, you don't do what he did in an NFL game and not have something. And he's got her. Now we got to step up and go this week. You know, he got it. But he made a giant step. And he'll make another giant step, we hope. So he's got it. You know, it's that – day by day, step by step.
What are the other steps he needs to make? Is in defending the run?
I think he's not too bad. You know, he plays with a great leverage. You know, he's not too bad. I wouldn't say that's a weakness of his. I think it's just experience. And, you know, the day-to-day number of reps you take, you understand what I'm saying. You know, the number of times you get out there, the better you get. Okay, and that's where he is. You know, he's got a number of times he gets out there, the better he's got to get. Okay, so that'll be that deal.
I'll come to argue with him inside of Gerard's hall a little bit.
Whatever we got to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To make whatever situation occurs there. I don't think there's any determination on that situation at this point in time. So, but whatever we had to do, I mean, this is a National Football League, and that things like that happen, you know. So the other guys, that's why they're here. You know, they got to step in and play. So we step forward and go.
Mm-hmm. There's not really a big amount of proof in terms of what beats the Colts. I mean, they haven't been beaten very, very much. And I'm not asking you to give away scheme, but in general terms, besides just competing hard, how is this as good and well balanced as this offense is, what are some of the things that you really think are the most important aspects of trying to slow this thing down? Because, I mean, they score 20 points almost every week.
I don't know about that. They are the best at what they do. I mean, that's all I can say. They are the best. Now, if you're going to beat them, you got to match their level. You got to match them. There's no secret. You got to match whatever they do with your intensity level and skill level and those kinds of things. You just have to be able to match that. Okay, so that's what I think is such a great challenge. You know, that's what I would think. This is what you live for. I mean, these are the best. Now, I mean, this is what you play the game for. I'm sure they feel the same way. You know, that this is what you play for. You know, these kind of games. So, just crank her up and go. I don't think there's any magic to it. You're not going to outsmart these people. They're too good of coaches. I mean, they're brilliant. I'm not kidding, at least. I'm not petting them. I mean, they're brilliant. Okay, and the quarterback's right with them. So you get into that game, and you're on the short end of that stick. You know, so you got to go play. You know, you got to go.
I remember in the locker rooms after this playoff game, the main thing you talked about was that, you know, we had guys that weren't ready for this kind of level. That doesn't seem to be your concern this year. I mean, you have a veteran group. Mm-hmm. These guys have played together. Mm-hmm. So that's not a concern now. I mean, you know these guys are going to be hype for this, right?
I would think we'd be ready, and I would think they'd be ready. So again, that's what makes it such a great game, you know, that it's a very skilled football game. And you look at Peyton Manning, and somebody tells me you're going to just take that old boy and wear him out, somebody's not thinking right. You know what you gotta do is fight for 60 minutes and see what happens. I mean, he's a great player, and so are his receivers and his tight ends and the new running back. He's a young, fast, tough guy. I mean, he reminds you a whole lot of the guy they had. I mean, they've got what it takes, and it's just we got to go match him. I don't think getting up tight will do it. You know, I don't think that'll do it. I think he's got to go play, and I'm sure they feel the same way.
There's been seven starting positions that have been in the defense since the last time you played him. I think this defense is better equipped to deal with them than maybe the 0-4.
I hope so. Those are a couple long days, you know, and you don't want to go back to that, but you always remember. I mean, you remember. I mean, it was a long day. And this guy can give you a long day if you're not ready to go. So it was hope that, you know, we step forward and they've stepped forward, and it's what it is. I mean, you guys know why. It's a big time football game, so there's no magic to this thing. You just got to go tee it up.
You've been in the league a long time. You've been in college. Those losses, were those about as bad as it's gone in your career in terms of just what they were able to do?
Yeah.
They take a long time to get over.
Long. On, because they dominate us in every phase, no single every phase, and it was hard to get over because we were not competitive, and that's in the past. Yeah. And this is a new deal, and you remember that, but you can't let that affect what's happening now. You know you learn from what happened and you go forward.
To drive you, though? I mean, you say it was one
of the... Oh, certainly it drives you.
Yeah.
It drives you. Okay.
It drives you crazy, too.
Yeah, but it drives you. Okay. But again, it comes down to this league at the highest level. Okay. You got to just understand. Okay. This is really talented football players. Okay. Play.
What has changed on this defense since then? What's been the biggest improvement you guys have made?
We play together. Yeah. We play hard together. Everybody's accountable. Okay. And with people, and we got some skill. Okay, and it'd be stupid not to say that. Yeah, we got some skill, and we play together hard and have some fun, I hope. Okay, so.
How confident do you think your defense is? I mean, riding the wave it is. I mean, going against that kind of, that Indianapolis offense.
Well, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. So, even meeting the challenge is the best. That's what it is. Yeah, you meet the challenge. So, and they think the same way. Okay, so that's like I say. That's what's going to make it a great game. I mean, they're not going to come in here not ready to go. Right, they're coming in here cranked. Okay, and then we've got to go out there cranked. And that's why it should be a great game. Have fun. Okay.
How tough is it for you to scheme against a team like that? Because you know that. You're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you blitz Peyton, he can pick it.
I don't have that answer. I can't answer that question. Like I told you, if you try to get into that war. Okay, you're done. Okay, so he's way too good.
Did you try to get state secrets from him in Hawaii?
He wasn't talking, but I did get it. What a class guy he is. What a class guy. I mean, he's a class man, and I mean in every sense of the word. And he have great respect for him, more now than ever. Mm-hmm. He's a really class fellow. So it'll be a full day's work.
Yeah, so the defense you have now largely a result of what happened two games.
Oh, I don't know. I think it goes a culmination of the games, but they didn't. I mean, they certainly played into it, I would think, But there's different situations,
Personnel and scheme. And
Things change in the league, and our personnel people are the best. They evaluate and see, okay, and they've been able to bring in the kind of guys that we feel like we can win with. And I don't think there's any. I mean, they've done a great job there, and there's been some changes. But, it comes down to your level versus their level. That's what it's all about. What level you are and what level they are, okay, that's what football's about. And so I don't usually talk much about that stuff. I mean, it's just you got to crank it up. I don't know what else to say. I mean, you're not going to change what they are. Okay.
Are you surprised at the level of success you guys have had on third down? I mean,
well, I'm happy about that. It's courage, and that's where we were poorest a week ago. Now we're playing the number one third down team in the league. Okay, so that'll be a challenge. They're by far the best.
I mean, everything that you do, it seems like they do the opposite. Well, they're first. That's what makes it such an intriguing game.
Yeah, they're first in the red zone. Okay, by far. Okay, so it's a massive challenge. Okay, so, but. Then again, that's what makes the world go round, I guess. So let's go get them.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
Close time.
Yeah.